This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You're on Saturday Magazine here with Tass Paul and myself, Fiona. Our next guest is the lovely Nevena Sporovska from Victorian Pride Lobby to talk about the Rainbow Pledge. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Fiona. Great to be here as always.
Good morning to you, Nevena. It's always good to have you back on the airwaves.
And for a particularly interesting conversation today, Taz.
Oh, no.
Which beers?
So for the listeners who might not be aware, at the last meeting, Port Phillip Council was not able to find an agreement on a motion to establish a community advisory panel, develop an action plan, implement Rainbow Tick, which ensures that council services are safe and inclusive and in line with commitments contained in the Rainbow Local Government Pledge. Port Phillip City Council, as we know, has a long and proud history of welcoming our community, including through supporting Midsummer Festival, championing the Pride Centre, and achieving the Rainbow Tick on aged care services. But this split vote has left a grey cloud over the council's commitment to the community. But the lobby and the residents and the community are ready to work with the councillors to find a way forward.
Fantastic. I mean, fantastic that we're ready to find a way to work with our council to find a way forward. But what occurred? Why do you think this occurred the other night?
Well,
what's your intel on this?
Four councillors have voted against it. So that's councillors Marcus Pearl, Rhonda Clark and Andrew Bond, who are aligned to the Liberal Party, and Christina Sirikov, who's aligned to the local Ratepayers Association. I think it's really important to mention that three of the councillors who voted against this motion, Clark, Bond and Sirikov, committed to voting for these measures before the election. So I'll leave it to the listeners to decide what to make of that. But in our view, it's especially disappointing that Councillor Bond abstained, which in this instance voted as a, counted as a vote against, because he's previously supported initiatives like the Rainbow Road in St Kilda, and we do hope he will change his mind. So there is an element of voting across party lines there, obviously. But again, it's just left a grey cloud over the commitment to the community when we know that Port Phillip is such a vibrant hub for LGBTIQA+ residents and businesses alike.
So Nevena, it's Paul here. Good morning. Can we just unpack why we think this has happened, and are there any particular issues either these councillors have individually or together as a block?
Certainly. In the meeting itself, there were a lot of arguments there that missed the facts. So some argue that there are too many uncosted initiatives, even though the motion requested a request for costings before any decisions were made. And others argue that they needed more time, even though the motion included a request for a report to the future meeting before any actions were taken. So the councillors that opposed this effectively blocked even considering these initiatives, and I'm confused about why they did this.
Do you think they might have read the article that was in the Herald Sun?
What article was that?
Well, there was the Herald Sun wrote a piece which was outraged that a council would want to spend $200,000 getting a rainbow tick.
Huh.
And I wonder if that had any influence.
Yeah, and curiously, there was quotes from no quotes from residents, no quotes from the community, and quotes from a certain right-leaning think tank contained in that. So there could have been some sway there. But really, this is so disappointing. for a council that has a proud history of standing up for the community, but there is an opportunity for people to get involved and to, you know, demonstrate that this is something that they urgently need to reconsider.
I think it sends a really bad message to the community, to our community. I think it sends a really bad message to the Victorian Pride Centre and all of the tenants in the Victorian Pride Centre who are our proud queer organisations. How do you feel? How do they feel? And I'd be very interested in hearing from them, any of them. How do they feel about moving into a facility that has been partially funded by the council, who is not prepared to honour, its councillors are not prepared to honour the pledge that they made up front? I'd be very interested to hear how people feel about that.
That's a great point, Taz. And further, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be marching through the streets of Port Phillip City Council as part of Proud March, as part of the Pride March.
Well,
they
usually do lead the march too, don't they? Because they are the key sponsor.
Exactly right. So how can they, in good conscience, be not only participating but leading Victoria's biggest Pride March on the streets with the community when they've come to this position where they're not supporting a pledge that they made before the election? It's incredibly disappointing.
Well, maybe we should get Karen Bryant from Midsummer on the phone to discuss what they might be doing to address this issue with council, because they're in the throes of organising the march as we speak.
Well, of course. I think that is an interesting point. I'm not sure that... if I were Karen Bryant, I'd be very careful, to be quite frank. They obviously rely on the sponsorship and the support from council to make Pride March work. But there is a feeling behind that, and that's a bit that I'm particularly interested in, because if a council is not prepared to support something like this, how can people feel safe in that community? What do you think about that, Nevena?
It also sends a very mixed message about the council, because on their website there is a page dedicated to the community itself saying that they're welcoming and supportive of the community, that they've achieved Rainbow Tick accreditation for aged care services. But then in another instance, there is a very public instance now where they're not standing by the community. It says that they're not inclusive. It says that they're not responsive to the community. And it says that they're not supportive of something that they put their own names to. There's a real piece here around the integrity and the respect that the councillors have for themselves and the pledges that they make.
Nevena, hi, it's Paul again. I'm totally with you. I think we know the Rainbow Tick in the last set of council elections, probably more than any other, played quite a significant part in adding information to the general public to let them know which of their councillors are LGBTI friendly and supportive of our community. I think Port Phillip will be seen very much out on a limb with this course of action. And it's even concerning because the residents of St Kilda and Port Phillip have been probably one of the most supportive communities that we've had in relation to the LGBTI team. So I'm really concerned that the Rainbow Tick accreditation that you've worked so hard to deliver really has given them like a thorn in the side. And I'm just wondering whether the other councillors around them will be thinking, hang on a second, if that's the way they're dealing with it, what do we do with this ourselves?
And that's such an important point. Not only do the local councillors have that responsibility to work to try and get this motion passed, but also the residents themselves to send an email, to send a text, to post on their Facebooks, mention on Twitter, and let them know that we want them to change their stance. And again, that's councillors Marcus Pearl, Rhonda Clark, Andrew Bond, and Christina Sirikov. We urgently need them to reconsider, because we've had such success with the Rainbow Votes campaign across the state since it came to be last year. We've had councils, adopt Rainbow Tick accreditation. We've had councils, regional councils, pass motions to set up LGBTIQA plus advisory committees. And here we are in the hub of Melbourne, in one of the LGBTIQA plus hubs where people go to feel safe, to celebrate, where businesses operate and contribute to the local economy. They're being told that perhaps the council isn't as welcoming as it should be.
I've just had a message from one of our listeners who clearly is a staff member at the City of Port Phillip, and they say, and I'm quoting now, please remember that 90% of the Port Phillip contingent who march in Pride March are staff and they are disappointed. Please don't boo us when we are just trying to do our very best. So I think we need to just remember that. There are great people at Port Phillip. I know people that work at Port Phillip. Mm. I've got friends that work at Port Phillip. They are very professional in their job. Mm. They always do their job and execute it in the best possible way with integrity and real passion and commitment to their community. So this must come as a real blow to them. Mm. So I hear exactly what the staff are saying. I've had another message here from another listener who says they should not expect to get an invitation to the opening of the Pride Centre.
and I think that just goes to your point, Taz.
I don't know who said that because it's anonymous. But it's
a shame because you're right. The majority of people at Port Phillip are very supportive. And Nevena, you're right to call out. It's a small number of individuals who have made this decision and made this difficult.
But they are
difficult.
But they are decision makers, Paul. They are the leaders of the community.
A small number of leaders of that community.
Of course.
Yeah,
but they are the decision makers. They are the elected leaders. So just before we wrap up, Nevena, what action can our listeners take this morning, if any?
Again, we're not painting everyone in the Port Phillip City Council with the same brush. We're looking for residents, business owners and people who feel very passionate to contact councillors Marcus Pearl, Rhonda Clark, Andrew Bond and Christina Sirikov. Send them an email, send them a text, post on their Facebook page, mention them on Twitter and let them know that you want them to change their stance on this motion.
There you go. You've heard it from Nevena Sporowska, the co-convener of the Victorian Pride Lobby. We've also just had a message from Mark Adams. Mark's well known to our listeners, of course. Mark says, and I quote, "Fish rots from the head."
That sparked so many messages from our listeners this morning. The actual message board has just lit up. So I'm really very topical, and you've obviously got the attention of the Joy community here.
Nevena, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you for helping to clarify and inform our listeners about what's going on in Port Phillip. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.